Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today. On Monday night, the Great Barrington Select Board revised the town policy on overnight parking, according to a story in the BerkshireEdge.com. Almost a year ago, the policy was changed to a ban on overnight parking only during snow emergencies. But on the recommendation of town manager Jennifer Tabakin, the board this week voted unanimously to change that policy. After hearing from Police Chief Bill Walsh, the Department of Public Works Superintendent, and several residents, the board changed the policy effective immediately. From November 15th through March 30th, overnight on-street parking is prohibited between the hours of 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Violators will be ticketed. Vehicles that block Department of Public Works snow plows will be towed at the owner's expense. Other parking regulations, however, including the daytime rules, will remain unchanged. Former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, who was imprisoned for providing government secrets to WikiLeaks, will speak at Bard College in Annandale February 21st. A conversation with Chelsea Manning is sold out. It'll be held at Bard's Richard B. Fisher Center for Performing Arts. Anybody wishing to be placed on a waiting list should arrive at the Fisher Center at 5 p.m. the day of the talk. The event will be moderated by the Dean of College, Rebecca Thomas, and Assistant Professor of Political Science, Kevin Young. Manning, a transgender woman, formerly known as Bradley Manning, was convicted by court-martial in 2013 of leaking hundreds of thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks and was sentenced to 35 years in prison. Ash Wednesday at St. John's Church in the Wilderness, Copake Falls. Lent begins. Services at 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. The Pine Plains Adult Recreation Program sponsoring a senior services event, 10:30 at the Community Room of the Pine Plains Free Library. Learn about local senior services, including nutrition, fraud, Medicare, and more. On the 14th, Red Hook Library, enjoy lunch and chocolates. While Historic Red Hook presents the history of Red Hook's chocolate factory, registration is required. It's at 12 p.m. The Music Department of Housatonic Valley Regional High School is having a pasta dinner silent auction on Wednesday from 5 till 7 at the high school. The musicians will be traveling to a music competition in Disney in Florida in the spring. Tickets for the dinner and auction, $10 for adults, children 10 and under, $8. Takeouts available. The snow date is Thursday, the 15th. The Greater Faith Mission in Wingdale, New York, is having Ash Wednesday service at 7 p.m. at the church. On Facebook, you'll find them, Greater Faith Mission. On the 15th in Rhinebeck, the Clinton Library, Lunch and Learn, famous love stories of the Gilded Age. Enjoy a light lunch followed by stories of love and devotion, researched by Maria Reynolds, curator of the Stattsburg State Historic Site. That's at 12:30. Bard College on the 15th presents Joe Hagan discussing his book Sticky Fingers, The Life and Times of Jen Wenner and Rolling Stone Magazine with Stephen Metcalf, host of the Slate Cultural Gabfest. That's at 5 p.m. There's a Someone Special in Me dance coming up on Friday, the 16th, from 6 to 8 at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village, for elementary and middle school girls and their Someone Special. Tickets include the Girl and Someone Special are $20. More information at 860-387-5549 or 860-309-0738. By the way, light snacks and refreshments will be served. A photographer will capture special moments. Several surprises are planned for the night. Recommended dress, formal ties for men, evening party dresses for girls, sponsored by the Center on Main. The Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents Cymbeline by William Shakespeare, directed by Parker Reed, February 16th and 17th at 7:30, February 18th at 2:30 in the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. Tickets are available at the door. Noble Horizons presents Energy Saving Lighting Fair on the 17th from 10 until 2, and Climate Change, 5 Reasons to be Optimistic About Our Future at 11 o'clock. More information at noblehorizons.org. The town of Amenia has signups for baseball, Little League, Amenia residents only, and softball on February 17th and February 24th from 10 till 1 at Town Hall, ages 3 through 12 year old. Fees $25 for Amenia residents, $40 for non-Amenia residents. Contact Christine at 845-705-7127. On the 17th in Great Barrington, Monument Valley Middle School, Berkshire-grown Witter Farmers Market, featuring locally grown and produced foods, including fruits and vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, preserved foods, and more. That'll run from 10 until 2. Also on the 17th in Falls Village, it's back, Midwinter's Night in the Village. The DM Hunt Library brings back its popular midwinter fundraiser. Warm up with music, poetry, comedy, games, hors d'oeuvres, home-baked treats, wine and beer, and more. That runs from 5 till 8 p.m. The Cornwall Library presents Dancing Under the Stars, a night of great food and dancing, with music by Bob Parker's Jive by Five Band. $30 per person includes a buffet dinner. There's a cash bar. It's Saturday from 6 until 9 p.m. Pine Street in Cornwall. RSVP at 860-672-6874. The American Legion Auxiliary of Millerton on Sunday hosts their 14th annual Chili Cook-Off and Daytona 500 party. There'll be multiple raffles, including two golf packages to local golf clubs, People's Choice Award, and cash prizes for the top three chili entries. Your chili in a crock pot should be there at the American Legion Hall, Route 44 in Millerton, between 11 and noon. There's no entry fee for the contest. General admission to the party is $10 for adults and $5 for children under 12. For more information, 518-325-9889. The Kildonan School is holding an open house on Monday, February 19th, President's Day, at 6 p.m. Prospective students and families can enjoy a bowl of chili and learn about the academic year for Kildonan and Camp Dunnebeck programs from current students, teachers, and administrators. More information or registration at 845-373-2012. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 39.18 to 24,640.45 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,013.51 of the S&P 500, 2662.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.